With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump stepping up, letting Tehran know he means business as he pursues a diplomatic solution. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For the past couple of months, the president held out hope that negotiations with Iran would lead to a deal on its nuclear program. But now he supports Israel's military strikes against Iran and is calling for the country's unconditional surrender. In several social media posts, he boasted that we now control Iranian airspace, claimed we know the location of Iran's supreme leader, and warned the U.S. would come down hard on anyone who targets American troops. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Lisa Dwyer reports the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem recovering in a Washington hospital following an apparent allergic reaction.
Noem was transported to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. The 53-year-old secretary heads a department with roughly 260,000 employees responsible for immigration enforcement, airport security, disaster response, and more. She has been among the more high-profile members of President Donald Trump's cabinet, traveling extensively and maintaining a robust social media presence. Earlier this year, Noem's purse was stolen on Easter Sunday while she was out to dinner with family. A suspect was arrested in that theft. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
G7 leaders discussing Russia's war in Ukraine and international cooperation on key non-military issues as they wrapped up the summit in Alberta. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and his counterparts in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan were joined in talks by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and NATO Chief Mark Rutte. Florida Panthers have defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6. That gives Florida back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. This is SRN News. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists pressuring the government in Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala over the weekend, sparking anger in a nation that just doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a step toward inclusion and respect. This is SRN News. Denmark is testing a fleet of robotic sailboats amid tensions with Russia.
The Danish armed forces are conducting a three-month operational trial with four of them.
They're going to cruise Danish waters. The security situation in the Baltic is tense.
Lieutenant General Kim Jorgensen says Denmark needs
to improve the capabilities of Danish defense.
Those tensions, including suspected sabotage, have escalated since Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. FDA says it will begin offering faster reviews to new medicines that align with Trump administration priorities for Americans' health. The new program aims to review select drugs in just 1 to 2 months. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry promising faster cures. McCarry says the FDA will begin offering special vouchers to drug makers. More details, srnnews.com.